through Don from Washington. Is that Washington State or Washington, D.C., Don?
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call. You may know me as Don Depp if you've stumbled across the Dan Burrish story, and I just wanted to share a few things with your listeners because it corroborates much of what you've been saying. I have a few inside sources scattered throughout the Black Ops community over the years since I've been researching much of the same phenomena that you've discussed in your various presentations. And a friend of mine has been after me to call into your show and share a little bit of what I've learned recently because, as I was saying, it does corroborate what you've been trying to tell people about what's coming. So this has to do with the preparations being made in Europe. I'm sorry, John, were you saying something?
I'm to go for it. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. One of these sources that I've been in touch with has confirmed to me not only the location of one of the bunker systems that's being used or prepared for the European elite, but this is for the very creme de la creme of the European elite. And because most of the older bunker systems, the DUMs as they're called, the deeper underground bases, have been found to be more dangerous than anything, what they've done is they've gone to the more shallow bunker systems that were built either during World War II or immediately following World War II, and in effect hardening and reconstructing, renovating those shallower bunkers that are closer to 50 feet or less below the surface. The particular one that I'd heard of, which was in 2008 being readied and renovated and stocked with supplies, has now undergone an even further restoration and an expansion. And there's an additional bunker system that's in the Czech Republic. That I also have the location of that as well. But that's not as important for your audience. What is important is that the indications that the elite have sent by indicating through their efforts to either reconstruct or to renovate these systems is that they had expected the event to occur as early as this spring, and that was as of late of 08. Now that we're already beginning summer of 2010, what they've done in the past year is they've expanded that first system that I was explaining to you, which is in Western Europe, and they've enlarged it. Originally, it was intended to house 300 families of the most elite of the European group that runs Europe, and that included defenses, including ground missiles, all sorts of armaments, and you wouldn't even know it if you came across this location. But they do have the similar types of warning signs that U.S. citizens come across when they encounter facilities where they're not wanted, where they are warned that they could be shot on sight, basically. So that's only indication that you may have stumbled across something like that, but these are very well-disguised locations, and to any of the outside observers, unless they knew what they were looking for, it would look like just an old, dilapidated industrial site, perhaps. But what's important is what's going on in the ground and the fact that the supplies are coming in constantly and refreshing the supplies. And also the indication that because they felt they had a little bit more time, they started renovating. In fact, I have pictures that show 2009 date stamped on some of the heavier iron and steel manhole covers that are used for some of the entrances to this one location. And the other location, engineers have been brought in to take a look at the air shafts, the ventilating shafts, because the concern was from those people that were running the operation in the Czech Republic, regional officials and provincial officials, that they wouldn't be able to withstand the megaquakes 9+ on the Richter scale and upwards that were expected. And as I indicated, they were expecting them to begin as early as this spring. So this gives the listener an idea that what they've been hearing should be enough to get them to start making preparations in earnest, because later this year I fully expect, from not only that source but from other indications that the average citizen can find online or just in their own neighborhoods.
Hold on to the break here, Don. Hold on to the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Don from Washington. Don, are you still there, sir?
I am, John.
Well, this is your first call, correct?
This is my first call to you. That's correct.
Okay. Well, if you want to be a regular caller and keep feeding us information from your inside sources, I think all of us would be very grateful for that.
Well, I should at least let folks know that are interested. What little I can offer has come to me through my involvement with the Dan Burrish saga, which, for what it's worth, they can read up on that, including a lot of the information regarding disclosure, some of the names of the elitists that are in charge of the cover-up, and they can find that at the danburrish.info website that I'm trying to maintain, although I'm not a very good webmaster. I was kind of thrust into this position when my significant other decided
to get on. Spell the last name. Spell Dan's last name for us.
Burrish is spelled B-U-R-I-S-C-H. So the website is simply Dan Burrish. That's danburrish.info. They can scroll down through on that very first portal page and read some of the names and some of the summaries of the material they'll find inside. But when inside, even though there are a number of broken links, they may want to check out the legal case. And in the legal case section, they'll find the affidavit, which is the first known admission by a U.S. government employee of Majestic that indeed they do have interactions with extraterrestrial races. And this is a legal document that's now in the federal court system in Canada, although they did suppress that, and it can't be challenged, at least there. But these are legal documents.
I've got, able to see. In my office, which I don't have it here at hand, I've got a textbook written for professional firefighters, especially command-level firefighters, and it tells firefighters what to do when they're faced with particular incidents, including what to do if they come face to face with a UFO, believe it or not.
Absolutely. I'm familiar with that.
What they tell the firemen is, don't get between the UFO and the ground because you're going to get radiated.
They
treat it as a matter of fact. There's no political commentary done on whether UFOs exist or don't exist. They simply say, when you come across them, do this, don't do that.
Exactly. I was interesting you mentioned it, because one of our group on the Golden Thread is a firefighter, and this came up for discussion not that long ago. I had no idea that it actually existed in a firefighter's handbook, but what you say is certainly true.
This is a mainstream firefighter's handbook manual found in fire departments, hundreds of fire departments all over the country.
Right, and in fact, listeners, if they're interested, can actually go to Amazon.com and plug in Firefighter's Manual, and I believe there are copies that can be purchased that still have that section in it.
It's a real book that really is in the Library of Congress. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. A lot of hiding in plain sight of these very things.
So, you've watched my video, haven't you?
yes. In fact, one of the things that struck me immediately when I was listening to it was the insurance fellow that came up to you and mentioned about the retired flag officers from the Navy that had all mysteriously purchased property in the Ozarks. And that really resonated with me, because I know of some of my friends whose fathers are in the Navy. They're flag officers, and they've also purchased properties, vacation they call them, in various locations that are well away from the coast and well above 500 feet over sea level. So I just wanted to point that out to any of the other listeners that may not have watched all of your videos, that they should certainly do so. And I can vouch for what you've said in that one.
Okay. Well, Don, we really do appreciate your call, and don't be a stranger, okay?
I won't do that, and thank you so much for the work you do, John. I consider you a colleague, and I'll be in touch. And I'll let you go for another caller.
Thank you very much. Care. Send me an email if you would.
Will do.
All right.